This audio comes to you from the Science of Mind archives.
The Wisdom of Solomon. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forget not the law of thy mother. A wise man will hear, and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction, for they shall be an ornament of grace under thy head and chains about thy neck. Wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the opening of the gate. In the city she uttereth her words. Incline thine ear unto wisdom, and apply thy heart to understanding. Whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is the buckler to them that walk uprightly. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forget not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. How much better it is to get wisdom than gold, and understanding is rather to be chosen than silver. The Lord by wisdom has founded the earth. By understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the deeps are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it. But the instruction of fools is folly. The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth, and addeth learning to his lips. my son, keep my words, and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. My son, if thou receivest my words, and hide my commandments with thee, yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and lifteth up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hidden treasure, then shalt thou understand and find the knowledge of God. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. Doth not wisdom cry out, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in high places, she crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in, at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. The path of the just is as the shining light, that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding, I have strength. By me kings reign, and princes decree justice. By me princes rule, and nobles, even all the judge of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. Apply thine heart unto instruction, and thine ears to the words of knowledge. Hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Buy the truth and sell it not. Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong. Yea, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. My son, eat thou honey, because it is good, and the honeycomb which is sweet to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul when thou hast found it. Then shall there be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter days. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. The just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. There is gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. So shall they be life unto thy soul, and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go, keep her, for she is thy life. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth, a stranger, and not thine own lips. If thine enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he be thirsty, give him water to drink. For thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head, and the Lord shall reward thee. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whoso breaketh an hedge, a serpent shall bite him. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. A wise man scaleth the city of the mighty, and casteth down the strength of the confidence thereof. He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. As the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more. But the righteous is an everlasting foundation. The wise in heart will receive commandments. He that walketh uprightly walketh surely. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before the works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains, abounding with water. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow the spirit is broken. The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast. Give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slumber to thine eyelids. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which, having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. He becometh poor that deals with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. He that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest causeth shame. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright. The righteous shall never be removed. Where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety. Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness, and honor. Lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings, they fly away as an eagle toward heaven. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that which holdeth more than is meet, but is tending to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered. The merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. Eat thou not the bread of him that is evil, neither desire thou his daily meats. Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? The mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh forwardness. A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good it is. When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. The integrity of the upright shall guide them. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. He that is void of wisdom despises his brother, but a man of understanding holdeth his peace. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. He that winketh with the eye causeth sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counseling of peace is joy. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. The tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. Righteous lips are the delights of kings, and they love him that speaketh right. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver, as an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold, so is a wise reprover upon an obedient ear. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life. Hatred stirreth up strife, but love covereth all sins. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. But a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heavens. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to cast away. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been. As a man came forth of his mother's womb, naked shall he return, to go as he came, and shall take nothing of his labor which he may carry away in his hand. As thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper, either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain, or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the Spirit shall return unto God who gave it.
For more spiritual content like this, visit scienceofmindarchives.com.